Insects, what to watch for this season. We're talking today with PJ Leash, Extension Entomologist, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension, Insect Diagnostics Lab in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger. All right. I know a lot of Wisconsinites, it's going to be hot this summer. They're going to have their windows open. They're going to be out on their porches. What kind of bugs and insects do we want in our homes that might come in through those windows or that might already be there? Like, what kind of insects are part of a healthy home?
So that's a really interesting question, and some colleagues published a paper a few years ago that basically surveyed the arthropods you can find in homes around the country. So this would include insects and related things like spiders, and they found an amazing diversity of things that they could find. Dozens and dozens of different types of insects and dozens of different types of spiders. If you are in a brand new home, you probably don't have that many insects, but if your home has been around for years or decades or even longer than that, you're simply going to have some insects around. So there's a very common cohort of insects and spiders I see indoors. This can include things like some of our carpet beetles. Sometimes we get some pantry pests like Indian meal moth and things along those lines. We can sometimes see springtails and silverfish down in basements, as well as millipedes and sow bugs or pill bugs that simply sneak in from outdoors through window wells. We can see a wide variety of spiders that are simply serving as predators wandering around the basement feeding on the insects that are there because we essentially have an ecosystem indoors. Now, if you do have your windows open at night, patio door open, that may allow a little bit more of a chance for insects to sneak in, especially if we have house lights on at night. There's lots of insects that can be attracted to lights at night, and so they may come to a home simply being attracted by the light. And if a window is open and doesn't seal very well, or maybe there's a hole in the window screen, that can give them an opportunity to sneak in. And for a lot of those insects, if they do sneak in accidentally, it's kind of a wrong turn from their point of view, because indoors, if you have a house with modern heating and air conditioning and a dehumidifier, it's actually fairly dry indoors, and that's very harsh on insects. They have a hard time surviving. So we can get quite a few different types of insects that temporarily sneak in, and they're not going to survive very long.
I know I see a lot in my apartment, at least ants, and you recently posted on the Insect Diagnostics Lab blog about identifying insects, specifically ants, by their smell. What's all that about?
Yeah, so I forgot to mention ants on the last question, but ants are a very common insect that pretty much everyone is going to see in their house or in their apartment or condo at some point in their life. For the commonest ants that I see, it would be species like carpenter ant, pavement ant, and one of the commonest ones I've seen the last couple of years would be a species called the odorous house ant. And that one's interesting because you can actually identify that particular ant species by its smell. Most ants, you need to get a sample and get it under magnification that may be 20x or so magnification to really look at some of the features and definitively identify it. And that can be helpful because if you don't know the ant species, it can be harder to choose some of the management approaches to get them dealt with in your house. With odorous house ants, though, if you find them, they're tiny little black ants, but if you were to smush them between your fingers and smell them, they tend to have a scent kind of reminiscent of coconut. Some folks say perhaps rotting coconut or even blue cheese, kind of this fermenting smell. So that's an ant species you can actually identify just by smushing it and giving it a sniff test. And if you do identify an ant as this odorous house ant, they're actually fairly easy to control. They tend to respond very well to sugary foods. Some ants like protein and fat-based foods. These odorous house ants tend to love sugary foods, and so you can often use a common liquid sugar-based ant bait from the hardware store or garden center. They tend to go to that very readily, and that can help quiet things down pretty quickly.
Kind of shifting gears, a lot of people in Wisconsin and around the Midwest are concerned still with the emerald ash borer in their trees and their health of their lawns. What can you tell us about the Emerald Ash Borer this season and possible preventative measures?
Today, we've got about 50 or so counties in the state with confirmed finds of emerald ash borer. When you look at parts of Wisconsin that really have a strong presence of that insect, though, it's areas like southeastern Wisconsin, where emerald ash borer has come in. It's killing ash trees by the thousands and tens of thousands, and it's having major impacts on both natural areas and urban forests as well. Now, what's a little scary to me is if you look at the map of Wisconsin, and the DNR has a map showing where emerald ash borer has been found. When you look at that map on a per area basis, about 75% of the state hasn't seen emerald ash borer yet. So that tells me even though we've been dealing with it for years and years already, we're going to be dealing with it statewide for years and really decades to come. So unfortunately, that's going to have a lot of drastic impacts. Ash trees were very widely planted in urban areas, but also if you go out into the woods in wet areas near rivers or wetlands up north, ash trees can be very common. And so this insect is going to have some drastic impacts on the ecosystem for really decades to come. In terms of what you can do about it, if you have a large area with ash trees, there's not a whole lot we can do at this point. We don't have a great way to go out and deal with this pest on large areas. There have been some releases of beneficial parasitic wasps in the state. And the notion is that these tiny little wasps are just about 2 millimeters long. They specifically attack and parasitize emerald ash borer and kill it. And so in the long run, that's something that may help us out. In the short run, though, we're still losing a lot of trees to this insect. If you have individual trees in your yard, you know, maybe you have one ash tree or two or, you know, a small number of them, we do have some preventative insecticides that can be applied. There are options both for homeowners and options you can have a professional arborist come out and treat your trees, but this is something that would have to be done on a very regular basis to maintain the health of the tree, and it really needs to be done preventatively or while the tree is in good health. If your ash tree has been started being attacked by emerald ash borer and it's starting to show thinning of the canopy and that tree is declining, it's probably too late at that point for it to be effective. So we do have some tools we can use in certain situations, but being an invasive pest, emerald ash borer is really having some drastic impacts in the state.
Thank you so much, PJ. We've been visiting today with PJ Leash, Extension Entomologist, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension, Insect Diagnostics Lab in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger.